Your station for Preston North End.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Yeah, look, I think he's a very good goalkeeper. I'd like him to have less saves to make than the other night, but that's what they're there for. They're there to enhance the team and, when called upon, make vital saves. I think we had the same scenario sometimes last year with Sam Johnson. When you need a save to be made, big goalkeepers met them at the right times, and Jordan's fitted in really well and done ever so well. And the other night, he was worked a little bit too often, but that's what they're there for. So everybody else in the team to do the job. So when it comes along, for whatever reason, then they have to make sure the concentration levels are good and they produce the performances. So I'm really pleased how he's done. When you look back at some of the saves he made, they were real top-draw saves.
These young England goalkeepers don't grow on trees, but you've managed to bring in Declan Rudd, Sam Johnston, Jordan Pickford. Could Jordan be the pick of the three?
I think they've all got similar qualities and different qualities as well. I think the one thing that we've got is we've had three very good goalkeepers there, and I think that's down to the clubs that we get these players from. They're happy to come to our football club, know that they're going to be getting game time, but also they're going to be working under expertise coaching from Alan Kelly as well. Kelsey's held in high regard in the game, and I don't think it's any coincidence that clubs are letting them come here to improve the game, but also during the training sessions they're involved with as well. So all round, I'm quite happy to have any of them three, because I think so far they've all showed what they're capable of doing for us when they've been at the football club.
And in terms of the other end of the field, just how do you see it at the minute? Because you are creating chances, but for whatever reason, not going in as frequently as you would like.
Yeah, look, it's fine margins. Things were bobbling around in that penalty area a bit on Tuesday night. Didn't have as many clear cut chances as we'd like to. Jaws hit the bar, and one or two close efforts. We like to think that there's a bit more work to be done in that area of the pitch in terms of when we get up there. Do we make the right decision a little bit more? Do we look a bit more patient? Yeah, we want to get balls into the box and want to get shots off, but sometimes we're looking and analysing it that we're probably crossing the ball when there's only maybe one in the box, which doesn't give you a very good opportunity to score. So we need more bodies in the box. Even if there isn't people in that box, then we come out and work it down the other side or be patient for that opportunity to come along. So we're always analysing every game, and we do feel that there's a little bit of an area of the pitch that we need to work on a little bit.
There's a lot of scrutiny on Joe Garner, probably because Jermaine Beckford has got this injury. And if you think back to the end of last season, if one did score, the other would. But with Jermaine not being there, is there more expectation, more pressure perhaps on Joe?
I think so. I think he's a marked man because of the number of goals that he scored. And he did enjoy playing with Jermaine, the different types of players. And you'd have Jermaine stretching the game by running over the top with his pace, and Joe picking things up in around it. And so you had two good strikers. We worked with Stevie May and Joe the other night, but neither of them have got real blistering pace that Jermaine has had. So we have to play slightly different at times because of the personnel that we've got within the football club. And also the next step up is that the defenders are a lot better and playing sort of in much higher standard of football, and they know where potentially players are going to run to. They sense danger a little bit better, and the understanding of the game's a lot better as well than League One. So all them ingredients put into the mix, but we're trying to obviously get the formula right that we're going to try and score a few more goals and obviously try and get a few more victories. But more than pleased with how we're doing, it's just fine margin. This season was always going to be a tough season, week in and week out, no matter who you play. Yeah, people saying that we should be beating the likes of Bristol City the other night. Yeah, of course, we'd love to be beating them, but you've got no divine right, and two, when you look back on last season, they were quite considerably ahead of us in terms of where they finished in the league. But we do go out to try and win as many games as possible, and we're obviously working hard to do that.
I know sometimes you have to make difficult decisions as the manager. We know that Joe is getting closer to getting a goal, but if you felt the need to maybe change it completely up top, would you be willing to do that as well?
Yeah, of course. Look, managing, make them decisions. And if I think Joe's not contributing or lacking any confidence, then I would take him out of the team. I think what you'll see with Joe is that he isn't doing the latter. He's not wanting to get into the box. He's not looking to get on the end of things. He's not looking to shoot. I've worked with strikers when they go on a bit of a barren run that they go hiding and they go missing. They don't want to get in front of goal because they feel that if that ball comes across, they're going to miss it. Joe doesn't. You can't get any sense of that from Joe Garner. He wants to get in there. He's as desperate as anybody to get off the up and running with the goals. And once he does, then I'm sure they'll come very thick and fast. I think you've seen Jordan Rhodes at the weekend scores his first one, gets another one last night, and good strikers are always looking to get into things, and confident strikers to try and finish chances off. So I've got no problems with Joe at this moment in time, and I've got also no problems in changing it around if we have to do.